Hi guys, I am really excited to talk to you about this because I had a conversation today with one of my clients about vision boards. And don't get me wrong, I think vision boards are great. They have a place, they have a purpose, they're fantastic. However, a vision board by itself isn't enough because what often happens is people think it's a fun exercise, and trust me, it is. It's wonderful to dream. It's lovely to plan. I love doing stuff like that. So they go through the process, they have this nice board, and then they're like, now what? And then nothing happens. And then the vision board usually gets stuck behind something else, and then gets maybe every once in a while you pull it out. Some people keep it in front of them, but by and large, I find that it's an inconsistent process in terms of how people apply vision boarding in regards to how to make it actually turn into reality. And that's the piece. A vision is great, but reality is way better. And so let me explain a very simple process. So if you have a vision board, or you want to create one, or you want to define what you want in your future, however you want to sort of create that goal for yourself, written, visual, or otherwise, doesn't matter. That's the first step. Because the more clearly you can visualize what you want and define it, the more likely it is to happen. So a goal like I want to be rich is much less likely to happen than a goal such as I would like to make 500,000 a year, right? Or whatever number you want to put for yourself. So be definitive in what you want. That's the first step. So again, if you look at your vision board and it's a little bit vague, right? So don't just say, I want to travel more. Where do you want to go? How long do you want to be there for? Right? Like I've had a 23 ad. Nope, longer than that. 25-year goal to go to the Maldives, specifically the W Hotel. And I know I've got a plan and it's in the works and I'm gonna be going there, right? But for 25 years, I've had that goal in mind, and it's 25 years because it's freaking expensive to go out there, but I digress, right? So say for instance, part of my vision board is saying, I wanna go to the Maldives to stay at the W Hotel for 10 nights. So step one in making a vision board become a reality is be specific. Be specific. The second thing you want to do, hope you enjoyed that. The second thing you want to do is you want to actually believe that it's possible. So my goal for the W Hotel, I've already told you, it's 25 years in the making. I am totally okay with that because there's been a whole bunch of stuff that happened in my life that have prevented it from happening thus far. But that doesn't mean that I have to get rid of that dream. I still have it out there. But let me explain something else. So I've done this with smaller things. And the thing about vision boarding and turning a vision board into reality is you might not necessarily know how something's going to happen, but you still believe it's going to happen. And by just having that one little switch, you tremendously increase the chances of it actually happening. Because if, say, for instance, I put something on my vision board like the Maldives, or like meeting Mark Cuban, or like being on stage with Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins, or writing my book, okay? All of those things I put on my vision board. And other than the Maldives, they've all come to pass. And the difference is when I would put the, I use like sticky notes. I don't use a vision board. When I want something, I use a sticky note and I stick it right beside my computer. So every single day, I'm staring at that. So let's just say I'll use my book. I tried writing a book 6 times and nothing had ever happened. But that's okay. I still wanted to write my book. So I wrote, took a little sticky and I wrote the word book on it and I stuck it there. Every single day, I'm feeding into my brain the word book. Now, if I was feeding to my brain, I'll never write a book. What my brain looks for is proof that I will, in fact, never write a book. If, however, I look at that sticky and I say, I don't know how it's going to happen, but come hell or high water, I'm writing a book, my brain's like, oh, that's what you want. Okay. And then it'll find opportunities for me to actually be able to go ahead and do that. So that's exactly what happened. So I had the little book thing. I would look at it every day. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm going to write a book. It's going to happen. This is my reality. It's going to be my reality. Saw on Facebook, saw an ad for a publishing company, thought, oh, this might be it. Gave them a call, bam. Wrote my book, international bestseller, number one in 6 countries, in 8 personal development categories. It's still selling, it's still helping people, and I am so glad that I did it. But if I didn't believe that I could write a book, even if I didn't know how, it would never have happened because I would have told my brain, find proof that it's not going to actually occur. So one of the reasons vision boards don't work is people make them and then they're like, that'll never happen. Like, how can that happen? And then they start pulling away and cutting themselves off at the knees. And because you're telling your brain that that's not possible, well, then your brain's like, okay, I won't look for opportunities to make that happen. So that's the kind of the first step of making vision boards actually work for you. And again, I've done it for other things. Like I wanted to meet Mark Cuban. I didn't know how it was going to happen, but I put Mark Cuban on a sticky and going, well, it'd be really nice to meet him. Turns out he was in Vegas at the same time as me, staying at the same hotel, hanging out at the same bar. So I went up, said absolutely nothing intelligent, but I met Mr. Cuban and I had my dream come true. One of my dreams come true because I really, really respect that guy. And so what I've learned is that by putting these reminders all over myself and continuously feeding it into my brain, a vision board is useless unless you see it every single day. I mean, like every single day. And when you see it, you say, I believe it. I believe it. I don't know how it's going to happen sometimes, but I believe it. And then, so this is the third step. This is how it becomes reality. And this is what makes people look lucky. They're not lucky. They simply believe in what they're doing. And then when the opportunity presents itself, they do something, right? When I saw that ad for that publishing company, I could have just let it go by, but I didn't. I'm like, oh my God, that's it. Give them a call. It may or may not have been the perfect thing, but I gave them a call and it turned out that it was. And I'm extremely grateful to Bestseller Publishing for having been a part of my life and for bringing me this opportunity. But it's the same thing with Mr. Cuban. I could have just gone, oh, you know, whatever, not gone up and met him and thought, oh, well, you know, maybe I'll be annoying or maybe he doesn't like people. I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to go and I'm going to do something about this. I didn't bother him. I just went, took a picture, said hi, and he was extremely gracious about it, right? But again, I could have said to myself, oh, you know, there's the thing that I wanted. It's been on my vision board all my life, but I'm going to make all these assumptions as to why I can't go ahead and do something, right? So I could have made an assumption that, well, maybe Bestseller Publishing is too expensive. Maybe I can't afford it. And I might not have clicked on that ad. I might not have set up that call. But because I didn't make those assumptions, or I was aware that I was making the assumption and said, okay, hang on, that's an assumption. Let's back down and let's go and try it out anyway. That allowed the opportunity to actually happen. And that's when my dream, my vision turned into my reality, right? So I wanted to meet Brendon Burchard. I did that. I wanted to be on stage with Dean Graziosi. Turns out I was on an electronic stage as part of their global release of the Knowledge Business Blueprint. Again, I just said, I want these things. And then I believed in my abilities to do something when the time is right, because I believe that it's possible. So if you have a vision board, if you have a goal, if you have not defined it specifically, go and do that right now. If you want a better life partner or a life partner, the more specifically you define that person, the more you feed into your brain what to look for. Reticular activation is a thing and it's very, very powerful. And what it means is simply that your brain will look for what's relevant to it. So you buy a red car, everyone has a red car. When I got pregnant, holy cow, everyone was pregnant, like ladies. So reticular activation is part of our brain's processes because there's so much information we take in, millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of bits of data every single day. Our brain can't pay attention to everything except what you feed it. So if you feed it, I believe this is possible. I believe this specific thing is possible. And you look for the opportunities. It's kind of like fishing. You're gonna, you cast it out and you're like, I don't know what's going to come back, but something's going to come back. And when that something comes back, I'm going to do something with it. When you have that attitude, that's the attitude of the elite of the elites. That's the attitude of people who are really content with life. They're the ones that aren't stressed, they aren't overwhelmed. Why? Because when you don't make assumptions, when you don't create fears and obstacles for yourself, you literally cannot be overwhelmed because you know where you're going. You know specifically what you want. You don't get distracted by other things. You don't compare yourself to others. You don't look around what anyone else is doing because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. What matters is what's right in front of you. What matters is how specifically you know what you want, how you believe or don't believe in your ability to get that. And if you don't maybe know how to do it, you trust in your own abilities. You bet on yourself to say, if I need to learn how to do something, I can do that. Mark Cuban, again, to mention him, he said one of the number one reasons why he was successful is he refused to stop learning. When he was couch surfing in his 20s, he taught himself how to code because he figured that that was the future. He didn't know how to do it, so he taught himself. And then he sold companies up until the point where he's now a billionaire. You can surf a couch in your 20s and be a billionaire by your 40s or 50s. Right? You can also surf your couch in your 20s and continue to surf couch into your 40s. It has a lot to do with how you go about setting goals, believing in the goals, and taking action when the opportunities present themselves. Because if you believe in something, the opportunities will be right in front of you. Even if you don't believe in the in what it is that you've put up, the opportunities are still right in front of you. The difference is whether you see it or not. And believing in what you want has everything to do with whether you see it and whether you take action. So I want you guys to go out and I want you to go and write down exactly what you want. And I want you to put it somewhere you can read it every single day. And I mean like every single day. And I want you to look at that vision board or that description or that sticky. And I want you to say, I believe that that's possible. I may not know what's going to happen, but I know that if I continue to read that, to feed it to my brain, and to believe that it's possible, that an opportunity will present itself, and because through reticular activation, you will do so, when the opportunity is there, you will see it, and you'll be excited, and you'll take action. So I invite you all to go and find your own Mark Cuban. Have a fantastic day, guys.